Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
My two favorite 88-year-olds on the planet are my Uncle Dana, just turned 88, and Roger Treemston. This is actually Roger's favorite song. James Brown. Come on. Remember when Roger used to hum this walking down the hallway?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Walk of Fame honoree this Friday. You will get a chance, if you're here, to meet the great Roger Treemster. Good morning, sir.
Well, you know what? You can stop putting on the, admiration. I'm flat broke.
What?
No, money. All I do now is kind of limp around. You realize, I think I'm the oldest guy who's ever been admitted to this thing.
Well, first off, admitted, I don't think is the accurate word.
And second, you know what? You know anybody else who's gotten three tickets on the air?
That's
one with my snowmobile and one with my boat.
Well, you were a multitasker. Dave, is there somebody that beats 88?
Raj, one person I think that I can think of beat you in the Walk of Fame who's a couple years older than you, and that's the great Jack Rosenberg.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Is Jack still alive, by the way?
And yes, Jack's doing great.
Yeah, he's doing great.
That's good. Jack was a good guy.
He's a wonderful guy.
You know where they're installing my plaque?
No, where?
It's going to be east of Lakeshore Drive on that path. Because I always indicated everybody is cooler by the lake. I'm a cool old guy.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, you are.
By the way, how excited were you when you heard that we had the White Sox?
Well, you know what? It just proves that, old guys really know what's going on. I was probably the only White Sox fan at WGN at the time, and man, I was threatened all the time.
Right.
But you know what? They came home.
All right.
But you know what? They are really miserable. Really. But you know, that's one thing happens.
They're coming. You got to give them time.
Well, yeah, time. I don't have that much time. 20 years ago. I don't want to be looking down the fence and say, oh, they won a World Series. No, they're pretty. The only good thing about it. I happen to know the owner, Jerry Reinsdorf. Yeah. My daughter, did you know that they used to work for Jerry?
I did not know that, no.
Yeah. But anyway, but you know what? The North Side, I don't think I'd write any big reports about them at the present time, but you know.
No, listen.
Did you ever think you'd see a Cubs Sox ball game where the stands weren't absolutely packed?
Yeah, how about that?
That shows how things are going.
Well, all right, now stand by because a few people want to take a swing at you here, starting with Andrea.
Oh, I don't want to take a swing. I'm going to give you a big hug when I see you. I miss you. Can we finally go public now, Raj?
Well, they got this Me Too movement, and,
Oh, careful. Careful now.
Okay, Raj,
careful now. We're on the wrong runway.
Predate that.
Let me tell you something. I was in the front, and Annie was there, and then Tracy was the producer for Spike. If the stuff that we did, and it was all fun.
But we don't want to know about any of it publicly because there are probably people still ready to file lawsuits.
But we had a lot of fun.
Sure you did.
I hardly know how to talk to my wife anymore because I'm afraid they're going to lock me up.
Now let me ask you a question: who hired you here?
Ward Kohl.
Is that right? Okay, and that was in what year?
1965.
What were you doing?
I think it was Ward. Anyway, he was involved with it. 1965.
Okay, by doing my math, now you're 35 at that point. So what were you doing prior to that job-wise?
Well, it's kind of amazing. I during most of my life at WGN until about 1988, I had two jobs. I was technical services manager for Kaiser Aluminum Chemical.
Okay.
And maybe you don't remember, I had equipment in my car and in my house. I would broadcast wherever I was,
sure,
because I had all the equipment with me. So I would work full time. I would work in the morning. I'd work at my job with Kaiser, and then I'd come and do the nighttime stuff. I was a little bit like Orion, sleep about 3 hours.
Right, right.
You know,
right. Orion only sleeps during commercial breaks. You know that about Orion.
Yeah. Better, used to do it during the air.
Yeah.
You did weather in the morning, and then you'd come back and do it in the afternoon too.
Yeah.
Live.
Yeah. You know what I tell you? As I reflect back, it was really stealing money what I got from GM.
Wow.
This was fun. Wally Phillips and I got along very good. Collins, I'd say about 80% of the time it was stick, but the other 20, we were really kind of teed off at each other, but it all worked out.
Sure.
Spike was crazy, you know.
Spike loves you like a brother.
Well, we got along very, very good. I am amazed. I was trying to think the other day all the different people that I had the privilege of working with. And the sad part is so many of them are in heaven, or hope not the other place, but God's raised, you know. And that's, you know. But it was a different era of radio, I think, at that time.
Well, there's no question. But here's the thing that's great about this place, Roger, and you know that. We honor the past. We celebrate the present. We try to build for the future.
Yeah.
And that's why this place has been successful for all these so many years, and why we're able to bring it back. Mary Vandeveld, say hi to your friend, Roger.
Roger, how are you?
Very, very good. You know what I remember about you? Everybody thought you were a Dutch lady, but you're from Belgium, right?
I am, and you were the only one that knew that, Raj. So that,
yeah, well, we talked about it because in Holland, when people would have a problem with their brain and couldn't function, they'd send them to Belgium and make school teachers of them. So,
hey!
I'm just relating history.
Oh, Roger's back. How many times did Spike hang up on you, Raj?
It's he and I can honestly say, had a lot of fun on the weather. And you know what we really did at that time? I don't know if you guys still did. We did so many remotes. You know, Pumpkin Fest and all this.
Yeah, but hold on a second. What do you mean you don't know if we do it? Would it kill you to listen once in a while? How about you listen to the show?
Well, you know what? I normally sleep till about 11:45. Once in a while, it's 12:15.
Uh-huh.
And so I really don't know what's going on in the radio world anymore.
Well, listen, that's the kind of support I appreciate. I'm going to send every tape from every show to you, and I expect a full report.
No, I don't. No, I do listen to you. And you know what? You fit in with the rest of the bunch there. That's the amazing thing, that the talent they have there, It's camaraderie. It's just a fun place to work.
It always has been. Dave Bennett, say hi to Roger.
Roger.
Hey, Dave. How are you?
Good. Congratulations. I think you're the first. You know, we have a lot of sports people. We have news people. We have traffic people in the Walk of Fame. Hosts. I believe you are the first meteorologist to enter the WGN Radio Walk of Fame.
Well, you know the reason for it. They had to really pay me off a lot of dough to allow this to be done. I didn't do this for nothing. Fame doesn't mean a thing when you're in a line of jewel. It's cash. And so they finally came. That's why it took so long. I kept, you know, they were negotiating.
Well, we're not going to put that punk Tom Skilling in ahead of you. Come on, that kid. What does he know?
You know what? You know what weather has become? You ever watch Skilling?
Yeah, sure.
All he does is show pictures of things going on at different places. The weather report, he puts those maps up. There's nobody. I don't think Skilling even knows what he's talking about. Mysterious enough, people really think, boy, that guy really knows what he's talking about. You know, when I was doing the weather, I had to, if I want to know the height of the clouds, I'd send an airman out with a balloon, and we'd see when it disappears, sure, count to seconds, and I know the height of the clouds.
Right. That's what interns were for.
Machines, you know, you realize I was with the Strategic Air Command for 4 years.
Uh-huh.
We didn't even have computers. You know, you had, and that's how I actually got into the business. Is we did have radar. The Air Force had radar before anybody had it commercially. And so I started out at ABC with a guy who did weather by radar.
Right.
And there were very few people who could do that. So I worked at ABC with Alex Dreyer, man on the go, for a couple of years as a backup guy. And I'll tell you a story that really tells you why I got in the business. I was there a couple of years, and I'm sitting in a dental chair, and I get a call, we want you on the air tonight. What had happened, his name was Warren Culbertson, and on the way home, he got rolled. He got beat up going into his apartment.
Wow.
Move ahead a couple of years, Harry Volkman goes to WGN, and he wanted another guy to work with him, and so I auditioned, and was selected. I don't think I was working with Harry about 6 months, and he's at a Dunkin' Donuts, and he gets beat up.
So wait, the key to your career is people getting mugged?
You know what? In fact, a feeder had written in his column, remember, Bob Feeder.
Sure.
He said, don't get Teamsters your backup guy because he gets the Dutch to bombard you with tulip balls.
All right, we're going to run out of time here. We're going to see you on Friday. But before we let you go.
What do you mean you're running out of time? This station's on 24 hours a day.
Now, before
we. I'm getting paid by the minute.
Before I hang up on you, there's a listener on the phone that is desperate to say hi to you. Let me go there now. Yes, listener.
Yes, I would just like to say hello and congratulations to that old goat.
You got to be kidding. This is a guy from Nashville?
Ladies and gentlemen, Spike Odell.
Hey, you old goat. How you doing, buddy?
I think the last time I was with you, we had a cup of coffee and I had a buy, as I recall.
Absolutely. I'm not putting my hands in my pocket. Are you kidding me? Not when you, with all the money you got down there in the south part of Chicagoland. He owns half of Chicago down there.
Spike, I don't know if I've said this on the air, but we really had a lot of fun together. I don't think we ever had an argument. It always was a good time, and our remotes were really a good time. So I appreciate the time.
Ah, look at that. Spike, he's being sweet to you.
Roger, you're being nice to me. Now I have to be nice to you, and I do agree with that.
You know why I'm doing this? I'm 88. I'm probably going to be upstairs before him, and I'll be at the gate. Guys, if they don't come with cash, they aren't getting in. I'll tell you that right now.
Roger, you know I love you. I love picking on you. And we sat out there many a times in that showcase studio, and we solved all the world's problems. That's and, of course, true. I was always right.
Well, of course, I had enough sense to let the star be a star. See, I was a worker. My whole life has been work.
Roger, congratulations, buddy. I will be proud to have your plaque next to mine.
That's what we're talking about. The South Holland Songbird, Roger the Dodger, and about 47 other nicknames.
Hey, Cochran.
Sky.
Oh, no.
Hey, Cochran.
Yes, Spikey, yes.
Let us all go, I just want to hear you hang up on Roger. I just want to hear the dial tone one more time. I just want to hear.
You know, with these modern phones, we can't get a dial tone. And
man.
You're
going to hang up on Roger?
Let me just do this.
Oh, no.
The best. Isn't he the best? Can you imagine?
You
I put him on hold. Can you imagine if we turn the microphone on Friday? We just turn the microphone on and go to lunch.
Yeah. I'm afraid to sit next to him up there.
He's the best.